taking a look at our topsoil and pasture conditions. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. With all of this rain and moisture that we have been getting over the past couple weeks, let's take a look with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey on our recent topsoil moisture condition ratings.
We continue to see that wet pattern across the central and eastern United States, relatively dry in much of the west, and that is reflected in the topsoil moisture numbers for the week ending July 13th. We saw a 1-point increase in U.S. topsoil moisture rated very short to short, going from 26 to 27%. That is mostly related to dryness in the western U.S. At the same time, topsoil moisture surplus steady at 10%, as it is very difficult to actually receive more moisture than the crops and the environment use this time of year as you move into the heart of summer, and also evaporation, evapotranspiration reaching an absolute maximum as we move into July.
And all this moisture definitely has to be helping out our pasture and rangelands, taking a look into those conditions here.
As we have seen continued rain east of the Rockies and dry weather in the west, we saw increases in both good to excellent and very poor to poor ratings. So it doesn't take too much to understand that it's getting a little better in the central and eastern U.S., a little drier, a little browner in the western U.S. Current numbers, good to excellent ratings for rangeland and pasture, 46% good to excellent, not bad at all for mid-July. That's up a point from last week, but we are watching some of those drier areas, and we're up to 28% very poor to poor this week. That is also up a point from the previous week. Interesting to note that last year, which was a pretty wet start to the growing season, we've actually gotten better than those numbers. A year ago, we were at 41% good to excellent and 29% very poor to poor.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.